Welcome to the Connections Podcast, a podcast devoted to how Unitarian Universalists of San Mateo connect to our beloved community. I'm Jack Brennan, Connections at UUSM. Our guest today is Stephanie Lee. Steph is a fairly recent addition to UUSM staff as our UUSM office assistant. She's not only UUSM's office assistant, but also UUSM's neighbor. More about that in a bit. UUSM is so lucky to have Steph in this position. She is a gem. Steph was born in Maine. Her family moved to Germany before her second birthday when she was just 20 months old. Her dad was an officer in the U.S. Air Force, and he was stationed in Germany and never did return home to live in the United States. Her mom is from Germany, and her parents decided it was simpler to stay in Germany. Steph and her older sister started attending German public schools. Her family traveled a lot to Italy, France, and Spain during her childhood. Steph completed high school in Wiesbaden and studied at the University of Mainz before moving to California in 1991. Steph met and married her amazing husband, Richard, who grew up in Southern California, but moved to the Bay Area in the 2000s. Steph graduated from San Francisco State in 2009. Richard and Steph have three children, Max, who is now 14, Sammy, who is 12, and Addie, who is 10. Now that her children are older and a little more independent, Steph decided to return to the office workforce. Currently, she has two part-time positions, one at a local insurance agency and one at UUSM. Steph says that it has been a terrific experience from day one working for this congregation. The staff is amazing and all members of the congregation are wonderful. She looks forward to getting to know each and every one of you in the near future. Steph, welcome to the UUSM Connections Podcast. I've already learned so much about you just from your bio. Help me fill in some of the blanks here. What made you decide to leave Germany?
Okay, sure. Thank you for having me. Yes, I was always very, very curious about the United States, having a father who was from Ohio, from the United States, having a lot of family members in the United States and only very few in Germany. I also was very interested in going to school in the United States. I enjoyed the language and wanted to get better at speaking English. I was fascinated with the state of California, with beaches, and just trying something different for a few years, just basically going on a big adventure, but hopefully also getting an education at the same time.
The reason you picked California was just from reading about it?
Yes. I read about it. I was very interested in some of the fantastic schools that exist here. My dad also, after his parents divorced, as a young man, lived in Southern California, North Hollywood at the time. And he had a lot of stories about California in the 40s and 50s. I think it was just a really amazing place to me. A place where everybody was going to, where people from everywhere congregated, so to speak, and joined and lived together. That is one of the reasons why I was very attracted to exploring it and learning more about it and living here.
Did you settle in San Mateo when you first got to California?
I did. Yes, I did settle in San Mateo and started working. Started attending school, went to College of San Mateo, where I got my degree there. Just being here on my own was kind of an experience for me. Things took a little longer for me to just figure out how to do things like writing a check. And just banking was something that I had to figure out because I was in my early 20s. I was so young still. But I enjoyed it. And only later did I move for a couple of years to Boston and return back here. I was drawn to New England just because my parents also told me a lot of stories about New England. And I had missed the winter. I have to confess, I missed snowy weather. So I did that for a few years and then came back here in California.
Interesting. So how did you meet your husband, Richard?
Yes, we both worked at Talbot Toyland, at the toy shop on B Street and Fifth Avenue, which is unfortunately closed now. We were there on the weekends just for fun. My husband is very, very interested in bikes. He worked in the bike department. He was fixing bikes. He was selling bike parts. I worked in the doll department. It was a brilliant experience.
Wonderful. You just met there and started dating?
Yes, that's how it happened, yes.
And when did you get married?
We got married after we had our second son in 2011.
Okay. What made you decide to get married then?
I don't want to say family pressure, but, you know, family was asking. They realized, oh, no, you have two children. Maybe you should get married. And we were kind of relaxed about it. But we also purchased a home together and we were doing everything together. And it just seemed to make sense to get married. We knew we were going to be together for a long time, hopefully. And it just sort of happened at that time that we then decided to tie the knot.
Right. Tell our listeners about your children. Let's start with Max.
Sure.
What's Max into?
Max is very into music and theater, performing arts. He discovered being on stage and his love of being on stage when he was in middle school at Burrell. Prior to that, he's always been very, very interested in presenting in class, and I think that propelled him to want to do more of it. And then he was able to join the drama department at the Burrell. They have a wonderful drama department, and it's now transitioning to San Mateo High School, which also has a wonderful drama club and drama department, and they have wonderful choir and music classes. That is his passion at this point. He also loves swimming. He works at, currently volunteers, he's only 14, so not working yet, but he volunteers at the Martin Luther King Jr. pool, which is here in our neighborhood. He's a swim aide. He's hoping to become a teacher by next year, to work at the pool and teach children to learn how to swim and become a lifeguard.
Oh, nice. And what about Sammy? Tell me about Sammy.
Sammy is our second child. He was born with Down syndrome. He is now 12. He's relatively independent, and also he's still attending Burrell. He's going into seventh grade after summer, and definitely has a learning difference where it just simply takes longer for him to understand how things work. Speaking is also difficult for him, but he tries. So we have speech therapy. We also have had in the past, which we no longer now do, but he had a lot of early intervention because of his disability. And he's overall, I think he's doing quite well. He's very healthy. He's really very social, very fun kid. He just loves going to school, loves taking the school bus. And he really is a very happy child overall. He loves Legos, loves Mario, Nintendo, and he loves a lot of things that a lot of other kids love, particularly playing baseball. He's very into sports as well. So we are very lucky and fortunate that there are great resources here in the Bay Area for those opportunities for children that have intellectual disabilities or physical limitations. We've started with Special Olympics this year. That's been fabulous. We try to use all those opportunities to get him out there and do things.
And what events did he participate in Special Olympics?
We just started this year. So this year we were doing swimming, which was fantastic. Wonderful opportunity to swim every week for an hour. He's, even though he's 12, not able to swim yet. It's been quite trying for him to learn how, but he loves being in the water. But my hope is that he will ultimately learn. And we tried tennis. That was a little bit challenging. We tried that for a while. And I think that we might try bowling in fall.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be fun.
Yes, definitely. Tell me about your little baker, Addie.
Addie is 10, and she attends a school which is local here. She can walk to school at College Park, which has a Mandarin immersion program. She's very into learning Mandarin, and it's a terrific program. It's bilingual, meaning that half the school day is taught in English, the other half in Mandarin, which includes also learning how to write, not just speak, learning about cultural events, about the history of China and other countries like Taiwan. And we are very fortunate to have this resource too in our neighborhood, which has been fabulous for her. She loves to read. She's a big reader, but she's also really interested in being outside and playing in the yard and having her friends come over. She's very active and she loves to draw.
How long have you lived in the North Central neighborhood?
In North Central since 2011.
Okay. And one of your kids went to the Montessori school that is on our campus?
Yes. My daughter did. She attended Kinder Academy with Miss Sophia and loved every minute of it. It's such a wonderful little preschool.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It is a really good school.
She still talks about that experience. She hopes that when she's about 16, she can help Miss Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
She sometimes recruits volunteers to help, and they can earn their volunteer hours. So it's a wonderful, wonderful little school.
That would be wonderful. And tell our listeners about Benny.
Benny is a little Chihuahua mix, a pandemic puppy, so to speak, though he wasn't a puppy when we adopted him. He was maybe about 5, we're not sure. He was a rescue from an organization called the Underdog Rescue, and he is a very, very wonderful little dog. I love all dogs, but of course now we are very connected to him. He's a very fearful dog, so it's been challenging. Definitely the first 2 years were very challenging to work on his confidence and being able to walk with him, pass other dogs, make other doggy friends,
mm-hmm.
And trust people. I always tell everybody, even though you know they want to touch him, but I just can't have anybody touch him. I don't know how he will respond.
Right.
He's not dangerous in any way. He just has a very loud bark, and people sometimes, especially children, get nervous. He's just a wonderful addition. He was such a blessing during 2020, during COVID, to get us going outside and spending time with him and training him, getting him to learn all the commands, and for the children to just have a dog that they can spend time with, take him for long walks. We are very fortunate to have him.
So between raising 3 kids and working 2 jobs, I don't imagine you have a lot of spare time, but when you do, what do you enjoy doing?
What I enjoy the most really is to be outside, work in my yard. I love gardening. I love watching the insects that come, the birds that we have. I just love garden work itself, getting my hands dirty. That is probably my most favorite thing to do. I also love reading, even though I haven't really been able to keep up as much as I want to. And once in a while, my children love cooking, so we try to carve out time to maybe try new recipes. We do that a lot. And I also love painting and drawing, but I've had very little time to do that too. But yeah. I try.
Yeah. Do you live just right across the street?
I do. Very, very close. I'm across the street, literally from this church, and feel very lucky to have, you know, UUSM as our neighbor.
Nice. So let's talk about your job at UUSM. I'm curious about how you heard about the job.
Oh, it actually through Miss Sophia from the preschool. She asked me a few times, and initially I mentioned to her, this sounds terrific, and how wonderful, it's so close, and everyone seems so nice here, but I had just started another part-time job, and I told her, I'm not sure if I can reconcile working two jobs, but she's very persistent. So she asked me again, I said, okay, it was very tempting, because it's just the proximity and the members that I had met or that I've seen and I've had those conversations with, it just seemed very attractive. So I did apply after Ms. Sophia put me in contact with Becky.
Mm-hmm. And did you know very much about Unitarian Universalism when you applied?
I knew some things, but not a lot of details. To be mm-hmm. honest, I certainly understood that this is a church very welcoming to everybody.
Yes.
And that was very appealing to me. I also understood that our church here is about social activism. Just because I've seen flyers posted sometimes or banners, so it's very clear what the message and the work is. So I understood how open-minded the church and the congregation is. I found that a big plus. It seems to align with a lot of things that how I feel about certain things.
Right. Did the job turn out to be what you thought it would be when you first applied?
Yeah. I think it matched almost exactly with what Becky and I talked about during the interview process. She was very, very good at breaking down what the task would be, the expectations, and I've been very positively surprised too that everyone as a team is so wonderful to work together with, and I feel there's a lot of support. It's been really terrific. The work itself has been challenging at times, but I feel it is something that is very, very fun. And at the same time, I've been feeling really happy with everyone that I've worked with and that I've come in contact with. And if I have questions or need support, I feel that I can get that.
Right. What's the most challenging thing about the job?
Sometimes the most challenging thing might be that I'm often by myself in the office, which at times is good. I can stay very focused and keep my mind, of course, the work that I need to do. But at the same time, it's wonderful to have somebody else here. And sometimes I'm lucky and I will encounter other volunteers or staff members. So maybe the most challenging is maybe just that there aren't that many people here at all times.
Right. And what do you love most about the job?
I have to say everyone I work with. That's definitely what I like the most. I love working with every single person that I work with. And I like that definitely. I think that's the biggest plus. I enjoy the fact that I've been able to be very independent here, and that Becky and the congregation trust me that I get the work done and complete it. I think that is very, very rewarding.
Right. All right, we're going to wrap this up with some quick hitter questions. I'm going to ask you a quick question and you can give me an answer. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. What's the best flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate. Absolutely.
Okay.
No question.
Okay, good. What's the best advice you ever got?
I've gotten a lot of advice throughout the years. That's a good question. Maybe always say what you mean and mean what you say. Being truthful about things and not harboring negative feelings. Just bring whatever you feel to the surface and be honest and truthful.
That is good advice. Yeah. Name 5 good things that happened to you this last week.
One of my best childhood friends visited from Berlin this weekend. That was definitely a big, happy event.
Wonderful. What did you do?
He's a flight attendant and recuperating from working. So now that we're older, we don't go out and travel as much as we used to when he was here, but we pretty much just stayed at the house and we cooked and ate and enjoyed the California sunshine and had a lot of things to talk about. That's what we did. Other things that happened, one of my friends delivered some cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory, so I was very happy about that. I should be just grateful and happy, you know, every day that is a new day. Just being able to seize the day and make the most of it. I think that's something that I'm grateful for every day. Another wonderful thing that happened is my husband took on a new job.
Oh.
And he's been happy so far. I think that was definitely good news.
What is he doing now?
He works in San Jose for a company called Rockwell. And he's a software engineer.
Mm-hmm.
The work is pretty much the same what he's been doing before, but I think he just needed a change. And he's very happy he can take the train again to get there and commute twice a week. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a perfect balance of staying home and then actually going into the office.
Right.
Another happy thing is the flowers blooming in my yard.
It's a good time of year for that, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
What is the most used app on your phone?
Yeah, that's a good one. I would have to confess it's probably Netflix or Woodscapes. I really love board games.
Mm-hmm.
Spelling type things, wordles. I definitely those.
Yeah, Wordle is, I do that first thing every morning.
Yep, it's fun.
What's the best podcast, not counting this?
I used to listen a lot to NPR podcasts. I always did enjoy Terry Gross, Fresh Air.
Fresh Air is one of those podcasts that even if you look at it and you think, I don't know who this person is that she's interviewing, it's still great, right? Like, she's just such a good interviewer.
They can talk about almost anything and make it so fascinating with the questions that are being asked. And it's so relatable generally that you really love hearing other people's stories and their life experiences. And they do such a terrific job with it.
They do. When you order pizza just for yourself, what toppings are on it?
Definitely pineapple.
All right. What time does your day start and what time does your day end?
It starts around 5:36, unfortunately. And then it ends probably at 10:30, 11.
Yeah.
That's the day. And then sometimes I can carve out a little bit more time on the weekends.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the best song of all time?
Best song of all time. I'm a huge Paul Simon fan. So I have to say The Sounds of Silence, probably for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I've connected with that song when I was very little, and I've always loved it. And I find it held up so well.
What made you connect with it when you were young?
Well, the music, first of all, I think it's a just beautifully written melody, but I've always enjoyed the lyrics of it. And even when I was younger, you know, it definitely speaks to, I think, almost any generation in terms of the feeling of maybe being lost or disconnected or living in maybe times where you're a little bit isolated and maybe no longer as human as you should be in that particular society, and things being extremely materialistic and time moves fast. And it's very hard to, as a human, I think, keep up with all these changes and feeling connected.
Right.
It's very meaningful, I think, for all generations or all life stages.
Right. What smells better than anything else?
I love the smell of my babies, but now that they're hitting, you know, teenager years, less so.
Right. Yeah, they don't smell as good as they did when they were babies.
No, they don't smell as good as they did. It's okay. Maybe baked banana bread.
Oh, yes.
That does smell really good. That filled up the house, and it's a wonderful smell.
If you could have one superpower for a week, what would you pick?
My superpower, I've always known that's the superpower I would want, because I clearly don't, I don't have it. I have a hearing difference. And because I am deaf on my right ear, I've always wanted the superpower of supersonic hearing, just knowing how it is to just effortlessly hear. I think that would be the power I would want to have. It's just fabulous hearing, being able to listen to classical music and all of these high frequencies that I miss. So not necessarily supersonic hearing when I'm listening into other people's conversations. It's just listening to maybe the birds sing or having the water when it rains and the water drops hitting the glass window, things like that.
Yeah. So were you deaf in that one ear from birth?
I don't know. We don't know, because when I was younger, very young, maybe a year and a half, I had the mumps. Back then, this was before vaccinations. I don't think the vaccination was available until maybe the late 60s or early 70s. And so I had the mumps, and the side effect from that can be either hearing loss or deafness. That is the speculation that might have happened, that we don't have hearing loss in our family. I'm the only one, so it is an unknown. I've had it all my life, in both ears, actually. Just that one ear is definitely profoundly impacted, more so than the other.
And did you grow up in deaf culture?
Unfortunately, I didn't. I wish I had. But because no one in our family and in our surroundings seemed to struggle with hearing loss, plus this was the time where I think intervention wasn't as common as it is now for certain disabilities, my family decided that the best thing would be to just put me in regular school and do what everyone else is doing. And I have to say, I did fairly well. Overall, there was no official support, but besides sitting maybe in the front row Mm-hmm. But I had a network of amazing friends around me. So if I missed something or couldn't hear something, I always had someone to help me out. So I think overall, I think I benefited in that speaking community to some degree. But I think in terms of your self-esteem or perception of self as you get older, it would have been very beneficial for me to actually have more contact with the deaf community. Mm-hmm. Because that does give, I think, someone like me a boost to yourself and having a language that you can easily master and be confident and that also relate to you because they're just like you. I think that is very helpful sometimes. And I feel that part definitely would have been nice to have growing up.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm very fortunate now that things have changed so much and we have wonderful supports now, from closed captioning to hearing aids to technology. I'm getting a cochlear implant most likely next month, so I'm very excited about that. I think, you know, overall things are good. I'm hoping that can definitely improve things for me in terms of hearing or also with whoever's with me. Don't have to say things two times. Sometimes I feel that can definitely be challenging, not just for me, but for the other person that's with me. So it definitely, I feel things are kind of coming to a conclusion here. Hopefully the surgery will be successful and it will be good.
Right.
Yeah.
That's very exciting news about that you're going to do the cochlear.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm a little bit nervous because there's some wounds like they always are when you have surgery. But I think overall, because I'm not fluent, I cannot sign. I didn't grow up, unfortunately, in the deaf tradition. I think it is a resource to me. I'm very interested in seeing where that could lead to, and hopefully it will definitely help.
Thank you so much, Steph, for sitting down with me for this interview. I know it wasn't something you were too excited about doing. You were a little nervous coming in, but you did a great job. And just thank you for letting us get to know you better. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Matt. I had a great time talking with you. And I'm thrilled to be here. And I hope to get to know everybody over time. And I've had a great time speaking with you today. Thank you.
Really enjoyed it too. I've learned so much. And thanks as always to our listeners. Keep making connections.